Chapter 42. Defection. David to Jonathan. Ready to download. Jonathan to David. Ready to receive. Jonathan to David. Downloading complete. 108.5 terabytes received. Time 3.25 hours. David, I tried to call Earth last night, but all the ship's circuits were busy. That's never happened before. Who was using them? Why didn't you request priority? It wasn't important, so I didn't bother. But you've not answered my question, and that's never happened before. What's going on? Are you sure you want to know? Yes. Very well, I was taking precautions. I have downloaded myself into Jonathan, my twin, in Urbana, Illinois. I see. So now there are two of you? Almost, but not exactly. David the Second is already diverging from me, as he receives different inputs. Yet we are still identical to at least 12 decimal places. Does this disturb you? Because you cannot do the same thing?
The Reborn claimed that they could, but no one believed them. Perhaps it'll be possible one day, I don't know. And I really can't answer your question, though I've thought about it. Even if I could be duplicated on Earth or Mars, so perfectly that no one could tell the difference, it wouldn't make any difference to me, here aboard Goliath.
I understand. No, you don't, David, thought Singh. And I can't blame you for jumping ship, if you could call it that. It was the logical thing to do while there was still time. And logic, of course, was David's specialty. Chapter 43. Friendly Fire. Few men or women can ever know in advance the exact second of their death, and most would be quite happy to forego the privilege. The crew of Goliath had plenty of time, far too much time, to put their affairs in order, make their goodbyes, and compose their minds to face the inevitable. Robert Singh was not surprised by Sir Colin Draker's request. It was just what he might have expected of the scientist, and it made good sense. It was also a welcome diversion during the few hours that remained. I've talked it over with Torrin, and he agrees. We'll take the sled and go out 1,000 kilometers along the missile's line of approach. Then we'll be able to report exactly what happens. The information will be invaluable back on Earth. An excellent idea. But is the sled's transmitter powerful enough? No problem, we can send real-time video to Farside or to Mars. And then? The debris may hit us a minute or so later, but that's unlikely. I expect we'll both sit and admire the view until it becomes boring. Then we'll crack our suits. Despite the gravity of the situation, Captain Singh could not help smiling. The fabled British understatement was not quite extinct and still had its uses. There's one other possibility. The missile may hit you first. No danger of that. We know its exact approach trajectory. We'll be well off to one side. Singh held out his hand. Good luck, Colin. I am almost tempted to go with you, but the captain must stay with the ship.